Wiggily Superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Wiggily Superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Thank you for joining me this week. Today is going to be a little bit different kind of a show. I have been doing It's Showtime with Ricky Lee since 2016, and I have loved every minute of it. I love sharing my knowledge of musical theater and musical television and movie projects, and doing the research and finding out and learning things myself as I prepare each show. But it is a lot of work. And one thing that I have never hidden during my career as a performer is that I suffer from mental illness. I was diagnosed in 2008 when I was put in a mental hospital. And I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, dissociative identity disorder, and schizophrenia. Three very debilitating conditions. And it took quite a toll on my life. I was not able to do anything in the entertainment industry until 2016. When I returned to the stage as Randall P. McMurphy in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And it was actually doing that production that I came on the radio here at Huntley Community Radio 101.5 to promote the show. And after I was done with the interview, I was asked if I would like to have a permanent show on the station. And it was a little intimidating, I have to tell you, because I'd been out of the industry for over 8 years. But it was a challenge that I wanted to take, and I'll tell you why. Living with mental illness is difficult. And one of the things that helped me when I first got diagnosed was reading books by other people with mental illness. And it showed that you can succeed even when you have a condition like major mental illness. Now, the fact is that approximately 1 in 5 adults in the U.S. experience mental illness in any given year. That is 46.6 million people experience some kind of mental illness in any given year. And approximately 1 in 25 adults in the U.S., or 11.2 million, experiences a serious mental illness in any given year. And what they mean by serious mental illness in this definition from the National Alliance of Mental Illness, or NAMI, is that a serious mental illness substantially interferes with or limits one or more major life activities. Interferes or limits one or more major life activities. That's how it is for me. I don't know if I will ever be able to work a full-time job again. I live on disability, and there's a reason for that. While I love doing this radio show, the fact is, it's one day a week that I come in and record. And even then, sometimes I can't do it. Sometimes I have to call off and cancel because I was not able to do the preparation during the week. Or I wake up the morning that we're going to do the show and I just can't function. I can't get out of bed for the next 3 days. Or I'm weeping in the corner, unable to control myself for hours upon hours. And it would be very hard to find a full-time employer who can tolerate part-time hours from somebody who is not always there. And yet, I persevere. I try very, very hard to be as invisible with my mental illness as possible. And that's not because I'm ashamed of it. It is a part of me. And that is why I have always been very upfront in the newspaper, on the radio, in television interviews, that I suffer from these conditions, because I want to give hope to other people out there. Other people who maybe they're first diagnosed, or maybe they're running through a tough patch and need an inspiration to know that, yes, I'm struggling right now, but I can get through it. That's what those books did for me when I was just first diagnosed and was pretty much a zombie as they tried to figure out a cocktail of medications that would work to balance me out. And there is no perfect cocktail. I have been on so many medications, and some of them, it's trial and error. So some of them you have toxic reactions to, and you end up back in the hospital because it is an inexact science. Doctors don't know why these medications work. They just know that some of them do for some people. 50% of mental illness begins by the age of 14. 75% of mental illness begins by the age of 24. That figure from the American Psychiatric Association. My mental illness started in childhood. It can be traced back to there. We didn't know it at the time. My parents and my teachers just thought I was a little off, was weird. But as I grew older, as I became a teenager, things started to really come to the forefront, and it was really obvious I was struggling, and yet nobody recognized it, because nobody wants to think, oh, this child, my child, has mental illness. And so it gets ignored. And you're forced to try and figure it out on your own. And I can tell you from experience, that's not an easy thing to do. It took until I was in my 30s to be diagnosed with mental illness, because we're taught to hide it. One of the things that strikes me about my mental illness is that when it first really started to come to fruition and really started to hit hard when I was about 24, and the voices started in my head and telling me, sometimes they tell me that I'm the greatest thing ever, that I'm the second coming of Christ. And sometimes they tell me that I'm an awful, evil person and that I should end it all. And sometimes they're fun, and sometimes they're crazy, but they're always there in my head telling me these things that I can't control. And it makes it feel like I'm not a complete person sometimes, that nobody knows who I am, which is actually a song from the musical Jekyll and Hyde. And I decided to do a recording of it, because I felt it really helped explain what it is that somebody with depression and mania and dissociative identity disorder, alternate personalities and schizophrenia, you know, all these things, who am I, is what you're asking at the end of the day. And that's part of the journey, is figuring that out. Let's listen to No One Knows Who I Am.
Look at me and tell me who I am, why I am, what I am. No one knows who I am.
So why am I bringing up mental illness now? I go through entire shows without ever mentioning it. Well, I'll tell you, life has gotten a little bit difficult right now. I have to be honest with you because I'm always honest with you. I love that you tune in for this show and you give me this platform to entertain. But there's no controlling when mental illness is going to rev up and really take over your life. And I'm kind of experiencing that right now. I have a little bit of a tendency to get overcommitted. That is part of the mania aspect of bipolar disorder, also known as manic depression, where you experience both mania and depression, usually not at the same time. You usually kind of bounce back and forth between the two. But life is getting difficult to handle right now. So I'm going to have to take a short hiatus from the show. It's going to be a little while before I'm able to come back and entertain you with wit and wisdom, so to speak, and talk about some of those great movie, television, and film musicals that are out there. And I'll miss it, and I will be back, but I have to be honest with you as to what's going on with my life. It's my obligation as an entertainer to keep you informed. Now, I mentioned dissociative identity disorder. It's what used to be called multiple personality disorder. I have over 19 personalities in my head that manifest themselves in day-to-day life. And they range in age from child to elder and are of both male and female sexes. It is estimated that 2% of people experience dissociative disorders. And it is far more common in women, interesting enough. About half of the adults in the United States will experience at least one depersonalization or derealization episode in their lives, with 2% meeting the full criteria of chronic episodes, which is what I fit that criteria. Now, the symptoms of dissociative identity disorder usually first develop as a response to a traumatic event, such as abuse. That's what happened with me. I think the seeds were always there for me to have mental illness. It was in my genetic makeup. Mental illness runs in both sides of my family. But I think it takes a circumstance to really make it pop, to pop the bubble and let the ooze out, so to speak. And for me, the really traumatic event that happened when I was about 14 was my father abandoned me. I was very, very close with my father. We were best friends. And then he got remarried and decided that he didn't want any reminders of his old family around. So he stopped visitation with me and stopped calling and stopped answering letters and just disappeared from my life. And one of my uncles, who I value very much on my mother's side, one of my uncles, he lost his father when he was a teenager, about the same age that my father abandoned me. And he said to me one day, he said, "In a lot of ways, Ricky Lee, I had it easier than you, because my father died with me knowing that he loved me. You have a father out there somewhere that just doesn't want you." So I wrote a little song about it that appears on the album Man on Fire by Vagabond Angels, and I'd like to play that for you. It's called Daddy, Can You Hear Me?
You left me at a tender age, teenagers full of hurt and rage. Just another childhood tragedy. All I wanted was for you to love me. Daddy, can you hear me? Daddy, can you hear me? Daddy, can you hear me? I wanna be loved. Just a lost boy thinking I'm Peter Pan. No idea how to be a man. If wishes were horses, I'd have a few. I'd give it all up just to be with you. Daddy, can you hear me? Daddy, can you hear me? Daddy, can you hear me? I wanna be loved. I remember fondly how we would play. Then all of a sudden you were gone one day. I prayed for you every week at church. Nothing ever soothed the hurt. Daddy, can you hear me? Daddy, can you hear me? Daddy, can you hear me? I wanna be loved. Love is forever, or so they say. That was true, would I feel this way? I wish there was a cure for what I feel. The scars on my soul will never heal. Daddy, can you hear me? Daddy, can you hear me? Daddy, can you hear me? I wanna be loved. Close my eyes, I see you standing by my side. When daylight strikes, my dreams are done. I'm all alone, the forgotten son. Daddy, can you hear me? Daddy, can you hear me? Daddy, can you hear me?
One of the first instances of mental illness that appeared in my 20s was bipolar disorder, which is also known as manic depression. According to NAMI, National Alliance of Mental Illness, the definition of bipolar disorder is a mental illness that brings severe high and low moods and changes in sleep, energy, thinking, and behavior. You can think of the highs and the lows as two poles of mood, which is why it is called bipolar disorder. Now, the average age for the onset of bipolar is 25, but it can occur in teens and even sometimes in childhood. The condition affects men and women equally, and about 2.6% of the U.S. population is diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and 83% of the cases are classified as severe. That started for me in my very early 20s, and when you hear bipolar disorder, you don't think of it much, but it is really, really hard to deal with. You jump from one extreme to the other, happy and giddy one second and terribly low the other. I mean, when I'm manic, I have thought that I worked for the CIA. I thought I could fly and broke my tailbone jumping off a house. You can get really crazy. When it happened to me, I really needed a hero, somebody to inspire me. And so I really fell in love with the song Holding Out for a Hero, which was originally in the movie Footloose and then was recalibrated for Footloose the Musical. Let's go ahead and give that a listen.
Where have all the good men gone? And where are all the gods?
Yeah!
Where's the streetwise Hercules to fight the rising odds?
I'd like to know.
Isn't there a white knight upon a fiery steed? Late at night I toss and I turn.
I toss and I turn.
Ooh. And I dream of what I need. I need a hero.
The last element of mental illness that I struggle with is schizophrenia, which by definition is a chronic and severe mental disorder that affects how a person thinks, feels, and behaves. People with schizophrenia may seem like they have lost touch with reality. That is where I hear the voices, where I see people who other people can't see. I hear directives. I hear phantom voices. It's a condition that what I've had to do to survive is learn how to trust people, because I've found that I can't always trust what I'm experiencing in my own mind. It's a way of adapting, and that's what we have to do. Those of us who are unfortunate enough to be afflicted with mental illness have to learn to adapt and succeed. So I'm taking a little hiatus, but I'll be back. And I hope you'll join me when I get back. And I hope you will enjoy some of our past episodes while I'm out. And know that I love each and every one of you. And I hope that you treat each other very well while I'm gone. We're going to end today's program with You Must Love Me, a song by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice from the musical Evita, sung by Madonna.
Where do we go from here? This isn't where we intended to be. We had it all, You believed in me, I believed in you. Certainties disappear. What do we do for our dream to survive? How do we keep all our passions alive as we used to do? Deep in my heart, I'm concealing things that I'm longing to say. Scared to confess what I'm feeling. Frightened you'll slip away. You must love me.